I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys! Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. We're back with, you guessed it, another BSA. But this week we have friendships.
Yes, friendships.
I was like, what do I say now? No, this week we have friendship episode, and obviously we have a girl trip of the week. Yes. So I'm going to jump right into it. So, would you lie for your best friend if she was cheating on her boyfriend? This is tricky. Because, like, obviously you could spin it both ways where, like, if you're really a good friend, you would. But, I mean, you say what you think first and then I'll give my opinion.
I'm really thinking about this one.
I'm curious as to what you think, actually. Because I'm cheating.
For me, no, like, for me, loyalty is number one. Mm-hmm. In any case. But obviously my loyalty is with my friend, but that doesn't mean that I will approve bad behavior from my friend. If my friend is doing something wrong, I will put her in her place and I will be like, get your fucking shit together. Like, you need to do this. As long as you don't do this, I'm not speaking to you anymore. Yeah. You know, like, I won't act on her behalf because it's not my business, but I would, like, put her in her place and, like, have a heart to heart and, like, you know, like, smack her into reality, basically. Yeah. And I would do that because, like, a lot of friends have done that already with me. And it is harsh. Not that I've ever been in this situation, by the way.
Yeah,
but, like, but in other situations, things, like, I've my friends also once, like, sat me down, like, Lulu, you know, maybe, and vice versa. And I'm always really happy that they did, because at that time they saw things that I couldn't, because my vision was blurred because of circumstances, whatever. So I would want my friend to tell me. And I feel like, no, you shouldn't lie to the boyfriend. I feel like you don't owe the boyfriend anything, but you do owe your friend of being a good friend. And sometimes being a good friend is being honest, even if she doesn't want to hear it.
I also think it's really wrong of anyone, especially your friend, to ask you to do that. To put you in that situation. Even if they are, you're like, even I wouldn't even ask my sister to do that for me. I mean, that's just like, that's unfair on them. You know, like, it's just like, if you're going to cheat, do it in your own time. Don't let anyone find out, because that's not fair to, like, have other people involved. Yeah. It's just very uncomfortable. But also, like, I don't want friends that cheat, because that's a huge red flag for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even just cheating, but, you know, these things where it's, if you don't agree with it, then you shouldn't allow it in your friendships, because you are who your friends are, you guys.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, obviously I would, if it's my friend and I find out they're cheating and it's like someone I really care about, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'd be like, just break up with the guy.
This is not okay.
Yeah, just break up with the guy. Yeah.
But yeah, very big red flag for me. So I personally wouldn't. And I never have. Have you?
No, I never have.
I never have either.
I've never been in this situation, actually.
No, me either. I hope I never am.
So yeah, I hope I never am. But if I would be, I mean, first of all, I don't want to be in the situation. I don't want to be in her and her boyfriend's fight, because that's not my fight. Don't involve me, first of all. I'm your friend. And I will do my duty as a friend, and I will tell you what's right and wrong, even if, you know, as a friend, you can't see what's right and wrong at the moment. I will tell you what's right and wrong because that's what friends are for.
Yeah.
That I'll do, but I will not lie. I'll be like, honey, this is not my mess. This is your mess. You figure it out.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I disagree with what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I think it's wrong. I think you should just break up with the guy. Be honest. I'm not going to start lying because I like, no, it's against my values.
Yeah, exactly. You have morals at the end of the day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So jumping into dilemma number one. How do I tell my friend I'm worried about her behavior without hurting her feelings? I have a close friend of 7 years who became single last year. And while I'm all for a hot girl summer and having a few hookups to initially start getting over the breakup, this behavior has carried on way too far, in my opinion. It's been 1 year of endless one-night stands, and I'm worried she hasn't actually taken the time to process how she really feels. I'm reluctant to tell her as I don't want to upset her. What would you advise?
Again, tell her. Sit her down, be like, honey, if I won't tell you, no one else will. I'm acting like a good friend because I care about you. Please stop doing this. You need to face your feelings, process your breakup, whatever you went through. And like all of this that you're doing, it's only doing you a disfavor. I understand you can have a hot girl summer, which is like, what, 2 months, three tops, but a whole year? That's not doing you any favors.
That's not a summer. Yeah, that's like,
that's a year. It's
becoming a characteristic. Yeah. But I actually feel like, and I don't know about you, but I'm sure it's the same, that when you have genuine friends in your life, when they sit you down and tell you something that you don't want to hear, you, okay, fine, it might be like harsh and upsetting, but you know it's coming from a genuine place.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So it doesn't, it's not like if someone you aren't close to sits you down and like tells you something, you take it personally. It's more like, you know, they're trying to help you because it's coming from a good place.
Exactly.
So I feel like that's, if you can't do that, then maybe you're not
as close as you thought. Yeah,
good of friends as you thought. Or maybe she's has reacted in the past in a bad way. I don't know. But yeah, like for me, that's kind of the bare minimum in like a real friendship for me.
Yeah.
Like I need to ask you something and you tell me the truth, yeah, or like you're basically, you're sabotaging me.
Yeah. Like, that's what friends are for, because my closest and best friends have sat me down in times where I literally saw red,
yeah,
and they were like, Lulu, no. And they told me what was up. And like, that's how it's supposed to be. Mm. When you're not able to see anymore, your friends are supposed to be your vision.
Yeah, I agree.
Nice saying.
Yeah, cute. Make it real, huh?
Yeah.
Anyways, what else do I have for this?
So yeah, definitely tell her, because she said she was reluctant to tell her, which I think is wrong. If you really are a good friend, you want what's best for her. And also like best for her life in general. And mm-hmm. she's right now doing herself a disfavor. So sit her down, be like, Alice, this is going to be harsh, but if I won't tell you, no one else will. Mm-hmm. So sit her down, say what you have to say. Be like, you need to get your shit together. This is done. Playtime is over. Let's get back into real life together, you know, and do it together. Be like, I'm going to be here to support you every mm-hmm. step of the way. But like, now it's done.
Yeah, because also you could just say to her, like, I would really hope that you would tell me if you saw this happening to me.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want to see you spiraling.
Again, the reverse, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like I would expect my friends to do that for me, so I'm going to do it for you.
Yeah.
Just how it is. How it goes, guys.
Yeah, and as you said, your friend always acts in your best interest, and if your best friend won't tell you, no one will.
Yeah, who's going to?
Yeah.
Literally, who's going to? Yeah, that's weird.
So,
not good.
Yeah, she's doing you a favor. So please tell her. Tell your friend. Yeah. Be a good friend and tell her. Be a good
friend and tell her, exactly.
Because friends are supposed to be there in good and bad times, not only through the fun times, but also through the bad and sometimes spiraling times.
Yeah.
Yes. On to the next dilemma. Dilemma number two. So dilemma number two is actually a girl who updated us. So she sent in a dilemma in one of her previous BSA friendship episodes, and now she updated us with her situation. So I'm going to just reread her dilemma and then read the update that she sent us. First of all, thank you for updating us, because we love to read the updates. So the original dilemma was, help, my ex is trying to hook up with my friend, and my friend won't set some boundaries, even though she says she does not want to have anything to do with him. It hurts me to see the guy that I was truly and madly in love with to be with me for a year, and one day when I thought things were just starting to become more serious, he tells me he doesn't love me anymore. And then a month later, I see him flirting with my friend. What do I do? So this was a dilemma she sent in, then we advised her on it, and now she sent us an update. So then she sent in, hi girls, an update on my situation. He has publicly declared his love for her. Apparently everyone knew and no one had the guts to tell me. They're now seeing each other, so I guess they're dating. I feel so dumb considering everything that's happened, and I feel so humiliated, especially at one point he told me that she was a girl I did not have to worry about. Everyone tells me to move on, but I still can't. What do I do?
Well, I would say move on for sure.
Yeah.
There's nothing like sitting around dwelling on it or waiting for an apology. It's gonna change. Like, it's just...
You're never gonna get an apology.
Yeah, it is what it is. You gotta move on. And I also feel like if that was me, I would... First of all, I don't think she was ever your friend.
No.
And I don't think he has any respect for you, which is sad. To just like immediately move on with your friend, that's like really low. That's like one of the lowest things you can do. So yeah, I would just completely cut them out of my life and try and move on and get over it. Because you will get over it, not try. You will be able to do it. So it's like, yeah. But she was never a friend, by the way.
She was never a friend.
Like, I mean, I don't know about you, but I would never do that to my friends.
So. I would never.
Yeah, that would be my advice, is to definitely move on and cut him out.
Yeah. I don't even know if I would, like, even confront.
I wouldn't. I would just.
Yeah.
On to the next. Know your worth and on to the next.
I don't think you should, like, do any confronting, any revenge. I know you're so mad right now and, like, it must hurt really bad. But, like, I would just cut all ties, block them on social media, mute them. Actually, no, don't block them. Just mute them.
Yeah.
Unfollow them so they can see what you're doing and just live your best life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what
I mean?
That's
the best revenge.
No need to even block them.
No.
Because, you know, out of sight, out of mind, but just mute them. So, and live your best life, focus on yourself, move on, and everything's going to go uphill from here.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, I don't see what benefits there would be if you were to not move on, like just stick around and, like, you know, what's, you know, say, oh, he changes his mind, he does want to be with you. It's like, well, do you really want to be with someone who was capable of doing that to you? No. So
yeah.
It's like, in my mind, the only option is to move on.
Yeah. And also because she was like, oh, like, I feel humiliated. I feel if you give any more attention to the situation, you'll only humiliate yourself more.
Yeah.
You're not going to do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
And I think just keep your head high and move on.
Yeah, take it into your own hands now and just move on.
I agree.
On to the next.
I know it's hard. Focus on something else. Get a hobby. Go to the gym. That's what I do whenever I'm mad.
What other hobbies are there? Gym is a pretty good one. But yeah, I just say, like, completely, it's healing time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you will be fine and you'll be happy again. It's just shit to be betrayed like that. It's not nice.
And spend time with good friends.
Yeah.
Not girls like her.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, this would be... So, you know, this is a kind of situation in life where you then are going to, moving forward, really question... Not question, but you're going to really evaluate potential boyfriends because of the betrayal and potential friends because of the way she betrayed you. So it's like double whammy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're learning your lesson, right? The hard way, which is annoying, but sometimes that's the easiest way to learn.
Yeah, you're becoming better. You're going to come out better.
Yeah. This is how we learn things in life, and then that's how we make better decisions moving forward. As annoying as it is.
Very nicely said, Millie. Could have said it better.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes, I agree.
Very true.
Next dilemma.
Yeah, okay. So dilemma number 3. So I've been friends with this girl for a year and a half now. We were roommates in college, and now we got the same job at the same company. Since we started work, I can see that she is very insecure and competitive. My numbers are relatively better than hers, and this has made her jealous of sort. I don't feel like she's the same person anymore. Recently, me and this guy I started seeing had a mutual breakup, and I confided in her how I was feeling low, but she just went on and twisted it into saying that the guy rejected me in front of our colleagues. I don't know what to do in this situation. I haven't been talking to her for a couple of weeks now, and she doesn't seem to care. Well, that is rude.
Honey, she was never your friend.
Again, I think people are confused who their friends are here. This is shocking.
Get rid of her. She's jealous. She is... No. This is a bad friend. This is bad energy. And thank God she doesn't reply and she doesn't seem to care, because this will make you not care and it will be easier for you to get rid of her.
Exactly. Because
I feel like you have such pure and good intentions and she obviously really doesn't.
Yeah.
So just cut her off. Like, you don't need this bad energy in your life. She's doing you a favor.
Yeah. I mean, she's
in a harsh way, but yeah.
Yeah, it's very harsh, but she's clearly acting this way out of jealousy. And it's, you know, it's totally normal. Like, they met in college and they're friends in college to like grow in separate ways. But that doesn't mean that she should be so like take advantage of that and be like nasty and like embarrass you publicly in front of people. That's like, that's just very mean. There's actually no reason you should ever do that. But I, again, sort of similar to our last dilemma, like completely get rid of, I mean, can't get rid of her because she works at the same place.
I was just going to say it's annoying because she works at the same place.
But you need to fully, I would actually, because you work in the same place, I would confront her and I would tell her, you're not happy with the way that she's treated you and you don't want anything to do with her in that sense anymore. Maybe not in those words, but, you know, put her in her place and then completely ghost her, basically.
Exactly. You have as much right to have feelings as she has.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's going to be annoying to see her around, but you know what?
No, it's going to be annoying for her to see you around. She should be the one being ashamed.
Yeah, she should be ashamed.
That's the thing. I feel like a lot of people, and I used to be the exact same, a lot of people, like, when people did us something wrong, we're like, oh my God, I'm like, you get insecure for being in the same room like the person that hurt you. Mm-hmm. But like, you shouldn't be the one who's insecure. They should be the one who are insecure. They should fucking crawl under the table and be,
which I'm sure, they do feel like that, but it's more like when you have to be around someone who's made you feel a certain way, it's like annoying to be reminded, I guess, is what.
I agree, but you should rise above it.
Yeah.
You should rise above it and you should be like, you know what? I'm clearly a better person than you when it comes to that.
Yeah.
So why should I be feeling small and you should feel and let you feeling big when actually you're the one who should be ashamed and should be feeling small.
No, I completely agree with you, but it is annoying to see them around. So it's like, it's just a shit situation that you have to work with her. That sucks. But again, rise above it. You're the better person at the end of the day. And
it's a mentality switch, because I used to be the exact same. I'm like, I tend to always like feel small. But then I was like, why do I feel small?
I'm not saying that you feel small. You definitely don't feel small. It's just the constant reminder. Like, out of sight, out of mind is the preferred method. But if you work with someone, then sorry, but you're going to constantly be reminded of the shit situation that they did to you. Like,
yeah,
I can't imagine if I worked with my ex-boyfriend. I would literally want to hang myself.
Yeah, but it's not an ex-boyfriend. Do you know what I mean?
But it's still a betrayal.
Yeah.
It's like a situation, a feeling that you're in, and it's just annoying to be reminded.
Okay, fair.
But you can't change that, so focus on what you can change. And that's, you don't have to be her friend. You might have to work with her, but you definitely don't have to be her friend. And you certainly don't have to confide in her ever again. That's like the bare minimum.
Yeah.
If you do want to work on your friendship with her, don't know why you would, but if you do, I would never trust something like that. You don't want the rest of your colleagues to know about.
I feel like there's no point in investing in a person who's not willing to invest in you.
Agreed.
Good quote. Yeah. But again, good quote. I feel like this goes for any kind of relationship, friendship, anything. If your friend is not willing to invest in you, why would you invest time in her?
Yeah.
If she doesn't want to consider your feelings, why should you consider hers?
I agree.
So your time is as precious. So I wouldn't even put any time anymore in this friendship. Yeah, I mean, completely write it off.
I agree. That's how I would tackle it as well.
Just be friendly, because the bare minimum friendly, like you would treat another colleague.
Yeah.
Just be civil. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it.
Yeah, because you don't want to cause problems in your work environment. No. It's just,
And I think that's it.
A shit situation. Sorry that you're in that.
Yeah. So now on to the next dilemma. Help, I'm losing my best guy friend to his girlfriend. Hi, girls. So I've been friends with my guy best friend for about 7 years now. And he now met a girl who he really fell in love with. And they're now a couple. I met her a few times and she's really, really lovely. However, it seems like my friendship with, let's call him Jason, makes her feel very uncomfortable. And now she told him she doesn't want him to see me anymore alone. He told me he reassured her and that there's nothing to worry about and that we really are just friends. It comes to the point where he tells me that he had to lie to her in order for him to grab coffee with me. It makes me feel very uncomfortable that he lies to her and puts me in this position. But then again, I don't want to lose this friendship of 7 years. What do I do?
Well, I think this happens a lot more than like people know.
Yeah.
I've never been best friends with a guy, so I don't really have like a firsthand experience. But I think what I will say is it's probably very easy to, as an outsider hearing this story, be like, oh, that's so wrong of the girlfriend to not like that they hang out. Which is true, but also like if it was my boyfriend and they had a girl best friend, I probably wouldn't like that they hung out a lot. And that, again, that's just a personal, like,
yeah,
that's, he chose to date that girl and he knows her. So he probably knows that, you know, but yeah, I think if you have like a guy best friend, that would really suck if you can't see them just because their girlfriend doesn't like that, you know, so it's tricky. And then he's trying to pick which one to please. And that's not fair to put him in that situation. But again, like, I wouldn't like it if my boyfriend hung out with a girl all the time. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's a personal thing.
Yeah. The thing is, if they've known each other for 7 years.
I would also feel that's bad. That's a long time. I mean, ask them not to hang out as well.
We have different opinions about this.
It would be like sad.
Yeah. So I feel like if it's like a new girl, if they've been dating for, let's say you have a boyfriend, mm-hmm. and you've been dating for 4 years and all of a sudden he has this new girlfriend, like this new friend who happens to be a girl.
Yeah.
And now they hang out the whole time. Like that, I'm like, maybe not. Yeah, no. I wouldn't like that, to be honest. Because, you know, we had this whole dilemma about like, oh, do you think guys and girls can really be best friends? I think they can, but it's very rare. So if this is one of these rare, like childhood best friends, you know, like the parents were friends, like stuff like that. Like it's possible, like high school friends, like you never know.
Yeah.
And I also feel like this girl, she shouldn't, like the girlfriend now, she shouldn't be insecure, because if these two people wanted to sleep with each other, they probably already did. If they wanted to be with each other, they probably already did. I feel like you can look at on both sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree. I completely agree with you. It's very unattractive from a guy's point of view, like your boyfriend's point of view as the girlfriend. If you're like, don't hang out with your, you know, like demanding he doesn't hang out with his like oldest friend.
Yeah.
But again, like people, there are a lot of insecure people, and it's so like, I hear so it depends on the person, literally.
Yeah, I think it depends off three things. How he handles it. I think how he handles it is the main thing.
Yes.
Because I've been with guys that had plenty of girlfriends. And they were just friends. He would always reassure me. I never had any single insecurity in my mind about it. Nothing.
Mm.
And it was always fine. I've been with guys that, for example, didn't reassure me about the girl best friend, then they showed me why.
Yeah.
So I've been in both situations here. So I feel like the big issue is how he handles it.
Yeah,
with
I agree.
How the boy handles with it. So he should reassure you, like the way he reassures you, if he's just like, oh no, don't worry about her. Sorry, that's not enough. You don't reassure a girl like this. And also, it also depends how the girl, maybe she has like past experiences that she really dislikes the girl best friend. And I also think it depends off of you a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You should reassure the girl as well. Whenever you see her, you should be nice to her and you should be like, oh my God, hi, how are you? Let's get a coffee together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you should want to befriend this girl.
Yeah.
Because if you don't befriend this girl, you're going to ruin the friendship with your best friend.
Yeah,
because
it's sort of being like, well, why? I agree with that actually.
Yeah.
Because
you should do an effort as well.
Yeah. That's probably the easiest way of doing it. It's just all of you guys be friends and then there you go. And also like do things in groups. Like if you're only just hanging out with each other on your own, well, then that's kind of weird as well. Like I feel like you should also have like group and like you said,
of course,
just all be friends and it's fine. Yeah,
I think there's nothing wrong with hanging out with your girl, guy, whatever, best friend alone.
No, yeah, you should be able to do it alone as well, obviously.
Like if this person you confide in, if this is your friend, it's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a girl or a boy, if it's purely platonic, like it's fine. But, you know, obviously you also hang out in group. And whenever you hang out in group, really befriend the girlfriend. Like really, really, really be like, oh my God, let's get coffee. So this is how in one of my previous relationships, I actually became quite good friends with a girl best friend.
Mm.
And actually, even though I already broke up with this guy, I still sometimes talk to this girl from time to time. Like she befriended me. She went about it very well. Back in the day, he went about it very well. I think it's just all about the way you go about it. You need to reassure her, not only him but also you. As long as you're friendly, as long as, you know, all these things, DM her, be like, oh my God, let's get a coffee together. Oh my God, it was so good to see you. When you see her, be like, oh my God, you look amazing. Really reassure her, make her feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Don't make her feel like you're the enemy.
I think making them feel comfortable is the key.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So that you're like, oh, well, this is fine. You know, you don't have any bad thoughts running through your mind.
Exactly. And I feel if you handled that right, you shouldn't worry about anything.
Yeah, true. But yes, basically, I think it depends on the person, obviously. But if we're handling things maturely and comfortably and reassuring people, it should be fine.
Yeah, personally. I agree. Just tell him that he needs to, your guy friend, that he needs to handle it right. Because most of it is in his hands, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But then also you need to be mature as well. So it's like, it's just everyone plays a part here. But
yeah,
as long as it's done well, it's doable.
Exactly. It is doable.
It's manageable.
Let us know how it goes.
And best of luck.
Yeah.
But yeah, was that the last one?
Yeah, that was the last one.
Oh yeah. So that was Last Dilemma, you guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, please follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, and DM us your dilemmas. But anyways, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we will speak to you guys next Tuesday.
See you.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.